I would suggest that we sing 134. Stand and sing, and maybe we can open up the door. And the windows are open, I see. And they get a little change. Or 134. And while we're singing, if you're sick and want prayer, why, we ask you to come right up here in front of the, right in the circle here, all right? You come up while we sing. If you have a definite need and you're looking to Jesus tonight for help. live the Lord.
Amen.
And he tells us to pray one for another that we might be healed. Jesus called it the children's bread. The provision has been made for his people, and we have a right to come with boldness unto him and receive from him that which has been purchased for us at Calvary, that which is ours. Oh, thank God. If our hearts are not right with God, why, he cannot do his work. If there is an unforgiving spirit within, he cannot answer. But tonight we come under the blood.
Dear Lord,
if we have committed sins, they shall be forgiven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now let's pray together. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
earnest to be delivered of some of the things in our natures as we are to be delivered of a cancer or of some other desperate disease. And our Lord includes it all in his redemption.
Amen.
And as we sing a song like this, we can claim that, our victory. Hallelujah, I am free. I am free. Jesus gives the victory. Oh, people are defeated all their lives sometimes because of that bad temper that they have. And they hurt their loved ones and with their mouth and with their violent words and so on. And their life is miserable and they have remorse and then they get under condemnation. Jesus has victory from that thing. You don't need to have that temper all your life, even if your grandfather had it, and your father. We have another father, folks, and you can claim his temper. He has a wonderful temper. He has a temperament of love, and oh, there's other things. There's that pessimistic outlook. There's those moods of darkness. You don't have to stay that way. I've known people that have been like that from birth, and they couldn't speak a civil word before they had at least two cups of coffee in the morning. But God delivers. He changes them. You can have the victory. You don't have to keep that pessimistic outlook and that gloomy disposition. Jesus has victory. Hallelujah. I am free. Jesus gives me victory. There are others that are bound by other things, perhaps that what we would consider more gross. There's lust and there's covetousness. You don't have to stay that way. Thank God. We have a mighty Lord, and he gives victory. Yes, he heals all diseases, and he delivers from all these bondages as well. Let's sing that chorus once more, and as we do, sing hallelujah. I am free. Jesus gives me victory, and believe it, and claim it for body and for spirit once more. Victory! us up. Clean up your people. Clean up your church. Clean us up, Lord, inside and outside, in attitudes. Oh, God, clean us up in our thoughts that nobody sees. Clean us up, Lord, in every way, in our actions, Lord, that no one else sees, in our homes, on our jobs. Clean us up, Lord. Clean us up of all these sicknesses, too, Lord, that your people might be healthy. Thank you, Lord.